Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that this word may be part of the food that leads you to the source of the banquet, that leads you right to the banquet of God Himself. But in the meantime, we depend on what God speaks to us, on what He has spoken to us down through the ages. But many times, you know, we don't, or we never read, or we don't pay attention, or we're distracted. And I know we go through some years where you're raising children, and they seem to love to talk or cry most at church. We understand that. That's all part of living. Just love them and care for them as best you can. But if that's not an obstacle in your path, brothers and sisters, please hear. Because we're not just hearing a report from a newspaper. We're hearing from God Himself. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. But a voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I answer, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all their glory like this flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. So then the people is the grass. Though the grass withers and the flower wilts, the word of God stands forever. No matter what happens, the word of God stands firm forever. Do you read it? Do you read it daily? Well, I don't understand it. Well, check at your church, check at your parish and see. Is there someone who can help you or recommend a good book to accompany you reading the gospel? Because you can learn a great deal. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. He intends to care for you, but perhaps you've just tried to do it all by yourself and things have gone from bad to worse, or at least they're not getting better. Turn to the Lord and daily turn to him, daily ask him, please help me, please send somebody, please give me insight. Please, Lord, help me in some way that I know comes from you. Believe me, if you sincerely ask that, not as a test, but if you sincerely ask that of God, you'll be surprised how God will do it. Sometimes it's in a very quiet way, and if you're not listening, you can miss it. Sometimes it's an earthquake, but you can hear what God is saying. God will teach you. The most important thing is that you obey the word he has already given you. That's the most important thing. So take the Old Testament and the New Testament. Read it all slowly. And you'll say, well, I don't understand this or I don't understand that. Read it. And then write down your question. And take your questions to your pastor or to a friend that you know is very good in the scriptures. God will help you. He'll show you someone. He won't leave you in the dark, because like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs. Think of that, carrying them in his bosom, leading the ewes with care. what a tender, loving God he is for all of us. But so many of us have gone so far away from him or don't have the faith to believe that he really is true to his word. But he is. It comes differently than we do when we talk to one another. But he speaks to us in many ways, maybe through circumstances, through other people, might be through the scripture, might be a testimony of somebody that really moves you. Don't let it just move you for the day. Do something about it. Draw near and say, Lord, help me. However you want to say it, he will hear you. The Lord our God, says Psalm 96, the Lord our God comes with power. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then let all the trees of the forest rejoice. He's calling all nations and all peoples, all creation, to exult before the Lord. Please, brothers and sisters, heed the word, do the word, live the word. And the Gospel of Matthew tells us this from chapter 18, verses 12 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over that than over the 99 that did not stray." He's looking for the lost. He's looking for the confused. He's looking for the bewildered. No matter how it's come in your life, we all have times like that. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor, all you who are heavily burdened, come to me." Brothers and sisters, I feel that very strongly, more strongly than I can possibly speak about it. The mercy of God endures forever. No matter what you've done, if you've repented for it and come before him and ask him for his help, he will give it to you. And he comes in many ways, as I've said before. And I want you to hear that because you think, oh, God's going to speak to me out of the heavens. Could speak to you, as I've said, through another person, through a book, through an exchange with somebody else, or some good speaker that you hear. God can speak through all those ways. But listen. Listen for what touches you most, and then do what he says. It'll lead you back to him and to union with him. And that's really, really what each of us want, is to go and to come into union with God himself. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things in heaven. Make that prayer your own, brothers and sisters. Mother Teresa, in a particular way, has done what only she can do. She's taken a prayer that we pray often at Mass, but she's done something to this prayer that's very, very much the heart of St. Teresa. Soul of Christ, sanctify them. That's you. I'm praying this for you. Body of Christ, save them. Passion of Christ, strengthen them. Within thy wounds, hide them. Never let them be separated from thee. Precious blood of Jesus, save souls. In union with all the masses being offered throughout the world, I offer thee, Jesus, for those in danger of dying without contrition. Eternal Father, I offer thee, Jesus, thy beloved Son, and with him I offer thee my heart, in him, with him, through him, to the greater glory of your name, and so to satiate the thirst of Jesus for love of souls. At St. Teresa of Calcutta, brothers and sisters, what a woman. I had time to meet with her a couple of times, and for rather, in fact, I spent a whole day with her. and we took some walks and talked, and I asked her a lot of questions, and she was such a deep believer in God. She knew he was there. And I just like to sit and listen to her, just to listen to her talk. But you know what, brothers and sisters? That's not what builds our faith exactly. It can help. But the heart of what fulfills our faith is coming before him every day and saying, Lord, my faith is not strong. Help me. And then say the Lord's Prayer. Say a Hail Mary. Say the glory be to the Father. And ask God every day. Ask God, strengthen my faith. You will not be disappointed if you persevere. Might take you a year, depending on where you are in the circumstances, and it could be in the next second. God knows you better than I know you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows when you most need to hear his voice. But keep asking him, because he loves you so much, infinitely. He wants you with him for all eternity. He doesn't want you just to go through the motions. He wants your heart. And no matter how poor or weak or ravaged you might be, or how deeply concerned you might be about one situation or another, come to him, knowing that he knows your every thought. He knows your every hope. He knows your every desire. Brothers and sisters, don't hesitate to come to him. He loves you more than you know, more than any of us know. I don't even begin to comprehend the love that he has for me. He loves you, each of you, no matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how far away from the Lord you might be. He will welcome you back. Come to him. If you feel like you're the prodigal son way out there and you haven't come back to the Lord, I urge you to go into a church today and kneel down and just say, Lord, here I am. I'm pretty much of a wreck. All of us could say that. And just say, would you please help me? And come to the Lord every day. It'll come through the most unusual ways. I've had that experience when I said, God, help me. And nothing. I'd say to God every day, help me, Lord, help me. And nothing would happen. And then suddenly, one day, a person said something, just passing on the street. He just said something to me. And it was, I thought, he said, thank you so much for all you do. And I didn't know him, and he didn't know me, but he just said that. God knows. God knows us, and he knows our hearts, and he knows our weaknesses, and he knows our strengths. Come to him, bring everything to him. Everything. Your sins, your failings, your successes, your joys, your hopes. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. And I must say, I love you. I love my radio audience. I want to see you in heaven with me, together, one day. May God bless us all. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.